12 Positive Habits of Spiritually Centered People. These are my notes from the book of the same name by Mark Thurston and Sarah Thurston, and it is available on Amazon.com. Dr. Mark Thurston is an educator, psychiatrist, and author of several books on spirituality and holistic living. He was one of my professors at Atlantic University and is an expert on Edgar Cayce, an early 20th century clairvoyant. Cayce was one of the forerunners of the modern holistic movement, which advocates health through balance. What makes his work particularly valuable is that his trance-induced recommendations for wellness were systematically documented, creating a researchable database of about 14,000 readings. Thurston's book calls through Cayce's readings for recurrent best practices recommended by Cayce to individuals seeking a healthy, spiritually centered way of life. Thurston acknowledges that habits can be counterproductive to soul growth, but says, if we look more closely at the nature of personal transformation, we will see that there really is a place for constructive, life-affirming habits, that is, patterns of thinking, feeling, and acting that are done on a regular basis and serve to awaken us. Here are the resulting 12 simple and practical habits for modern-day busy people who want to stay spiritually centered. Number 1. Start the day right. In the first minute of our waking day, we set the tone of the day. This is the most influential minute of our day because it is a transition, and transitions contain both a void and an opportunity. To take full advantage of the opportunity inherent in this transition moment, let's understand and differentiate the two aspects of self, personality and individuality. Personality is the outer part, the facade or persona, which operates on autopilot. The individuality is the inner, authentic, spiritual self. Both aspects have value, but personality will dominate if unchecked. Here is the daily habit that lets your individuality, not your personality, set the tone for your day. In that first waking moment, adopt a prayerful attitude that invites personal guidance. Dedicate your first minute to God, using verbiage that is right for you. Ask, God, what would you have me do with this day? Lie there and repeat the answer over and over until you get to a place of trust and surrender. Then start your day.